This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid their last respects to the late former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh at his residence in New Delhi today. Earlier in a video message, Mr. Modi said the nation is deeply saddened by the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The Prime Minister said his life is an example for future generations regarding how people can rise above struggles and achieve greater heights. Union Ministers Amit Shah, J.P. Nadda, Rajnath Singh, Jyotiraditya Scindia and former Congress President Sonia Gandhi, leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, among other leaders, also visited the residence of the former Prime Minister and paid tributes to him. Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister, Dr. P.K. Mishra, today paid condolences to former Prime Minister, Dr. Manmohan Singh, saying that the country lost a very distinguished leader, an eminent economist and a great human being. In his condolence message, Dr. Mishra recalled his memories with the former Prime Minister. He said his memories with Dr. Manmohan Singh date back to the time when he was teaching at the Delhi School of Economics. Dr. Mishra said he had the privilege of interacting with him when working as Secretary to the National Disaster Management Authority and Secretary to Government in the Ministry of Agriculture during his tenure as Prime Minister. The government has declared a 7-day state mourning as a mark of respect to the former Prime Minister, Dr. Manmohan Singh. During the period, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India and there will be no official entertainment. The national flag will also fly half-mast on the day of the funeral in all Indian missions and high commissions of India abroad. Leaders from across the globe, including neighbouring nations, have paid tributes to former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, emphasising his legacy as a statesman and a visionary leader. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken expressed his heartfelt condolences to the people of India on behalf of his country. He remembered Dr. Singh as a pivotal architect of Indo-US ties and called him one of the greatest champions of the US-India strategic partnership. Brazilian President Lula da Silva recalled Manmohan Singh's contribution in setting up of IBSA, India-Brazil-South Africa Dialogue Forum and the BRICS grouping. Former Maldivian President Mohamed Nasheed also shared his grief on social media, portraying Dr. Singh as a benevolent father figure and a cherished friend of the Maldives. Abdullah Shahid, president of the Maldivian Democratic Party, also extended condolences on the demise of former PM. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorms over parts of northwest and central India for today. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. Soma Sen Roy said that heavy rainfall and hailstorm activity are expected over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, western parts of Uttar Pradesh, eastern Rajasthan and western Madhya Pradesh. Meanwhile, IMD said that the national capital will continue to witness moderate rainfall throughout the day. Hailstorms and thunderstorms also likely over some parts of the city. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with U.S. Secretary Antony Blinken in Washington, D.C. yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the meeting reviewed the advancement of India and USA partnership over the last 4 years. He expressed confidence that India-US relationship will serve a mutual interest as well as global good. South Korea's National Assembly voted today to impeach acting President Han Duck-soo less than 2 weeks after he took over from President Yoon Suk-yeol, who was impeached for his botched imposition of martial law. A motion to impeach Mr. Han passed unanimously in a 192-0 vote, making the first time an acting president was impeached by Parliament. In women's cricket, India defeated West Indies by 5 wickets in the third and final ODI of the ICC Championship Series at the Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara this afternoon. Deepthi Sharma showed a superb all-round performance to help India seal the ODI series 3-0. She first took 6 wickets for 31 runs as West Indies were all out for 162 in 38.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.